Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right, welcome in. Today, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite things to do when life is done for the day, and it's called decompression. We all know it. We all do it in different ways, and there's a couple of different ways that myself and my daughter do it together and separately, which is television. Who does not love decompressing, watching a great show? Don't you? I mean, I know I do, which is awesome. Some of the different categories that we put our TV into at my house is one of my new favorites, soup brain television. You know, the reality is that we live full, busy, busy lives, all of us, and there's nothing better than decompressing. And again, decompressing by watching a favorite movie, a favorite television show, a new television show that you haven't seen the newest episode of yet. Who doesn't love to do that? We do. I do. Do you do? So again, back to soup brain television. I'm going to give a little backstory on the name specifically. Soup brain TV came about when I was mentally like overloaded from school, and I was just like, I need to put something on in the background when I got home, and that requires no brain power whatsoever. And there's a couple of different categories for that. There's ones that like kind of in the background noise while you're chit-chatting with family, or at least while I'm chit-chatting with my daughter, or I'm making dinner type of thing. And I love it. It's really, really aided in, number one, you know, that decompression period after a long day at school where you're like so mentally tired. I know I get that way. I'm 100% sure that my daughter gets that way too, just because she has told me. She's like, Mom, I'm doing soup brain television and just gonna go bed rot for a couple of minutes. Some of my favorite shows for soup brain TV that require absolutely zero brain power. And I didn't really even know that I would like these types of shows. Which is crazy to think about me watching these now. If you would have asked me like 10 years ago, would I be watching this type of show? I'd have been like, nah. And, you know, enjoying it. But it works. It works. The home selling shows. Specifically overseas in like Italy. I think that was my first one in the spring semester 2024. That I came home and watched. I was absolutely like overwhelmed, but just like my brain was done processing for the day, and came home and I was like, I'm just going to sit down, kick my feet up, drink some tea and watch some kind of television. So I brought up my Roku TV, and I want to say that it was the Amalfi Coast, where people were going to the Amalfi Coast to purchase homes. And let me tell you something, my heart belongs in that area of the world, first and foremost. Secondly, on that show specifically, there was the Amalfi Coast, that first one that I watched. And then there was something, one of the other couples was in like the Greek coast, and my goodness gracious, the homes that were in those two locations, just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful. It was wonderful to just kind of downshift out of that, like my brain has to process everything and memorize and categorize everything, to just looking at and processing something I can enjoy and even just like kind of fantasize about, you know, Who doesn't want to live on the Amalfi Coast of Italy? If you have not seen it or heard of it, please go look it up, because my goodness, it's beautiful. All of these homes that they were looking at were wonderful. That is my favorite thing to do, though, by the way, is watch these shows. And I'll just get on my phone and I'll like Google the town, and then I will go on like whatever real estate site they have in that area for, you know, Italy and or whatever, and see like how much homes are there, you know, for rent, for buy, how much cars cost, you know, just look up that's all just like a I don't have to think about type of register and information, which I think is important. It's an important part of the learning process, the computation process, really, when you are going through your day. And like myself or my daughter, who is a junior in high school, but is also attending Ferris State University as a freshman through the CERTEC early college program. So she's got a pretty hefty weight load of information that she's taking in on a daily basis. So to be able to just sit down and like, her favorite thing is just sit down and put whatever on and bed rot. That's her thing. She'll scroll on TikTok. And again, mine is just sitting like in front of these shows where they're all over the world and buying homes. One of the others is shows about hotels. There is shows about iconic landmarks. And let me tell you something. I thought I was really like at the top tier with the soup brain television of the world's greatest hotels and iconic landmarks. But honestly, another good go-to show is Gossip Girl. That's my other really, really favorite decompression show. I think I've watched it probably about 12 times, maybe more. It's one of those shows that I know if I need to have just a something on in the background or just a comfort show to put on, it can even fall into the soup brain category of shows. Again, one of my favorites of all time. I love the Upper West Side. I love the whole atmosphere of the show. The drama, not so much, but just the aesthetics of, you know, living in the Upper West Side or Upper East Side of New York City. It's a great relaxation and decompression show. And that also brings me to the next category, the go-to shows. I don't know about you, but my go-to shows again are Gossip Girl, Baby Daddy, The Goldbergs, Judy Justice, Lucifer, and Suits. And my daughter can definitely testify to the fact that Baby Daddy and Gossip Girl are favorites. She is a sharer of Baby Daddy as one of our go-to shows. And again, that's another one that falls under the category of soup brain TV. If you are just having one of those days where you need to just log out and just listen to something, Baby Daddy is one of those things. It's entertaining. I don't know if you've ever watched the show, but my goodness gracious, it's a great show. We've probably collectively watched that a dozen times together and separately. The last category I'm going to talk about today are newfound shows and / nerd out shows. Ooh, wait, let's go back to the go-to shows. I want to kind of give a brief description of those shows. So again, Gossip Girl is like Upper East Side, well-off kids. Baby Daddy, two brothers live in New York City. One of the brothers finds a baby outside of his doorstep from a one-night stand. It's a great show. The mom's silly, wonderful entertainment. Lucifer, if you haven't seen the show, it's hard to explain. It's basically about Lucifer coming up from HE double hockey sticks to live in LA. And great, great show. Suits is a show about lawyers. I've been through that series a couple of times now. Again, that's a go-to show. The Goldbergs, man. I love that show for a couple of reasons. One, it's just comforting. It's one of those really great like decompression shows for me. Two, it is based on a family that is real. It's based on a real, I think he's a producer. I don't want to quote who made the show, who it's about, but it's all from 70s, 80s era. And I literally feel like I'm at home when I'm watching that television show. I feel like I am right there with the family because I grew up in that era. And some of the stuff is wild and ridiculous. And the mother is absolutely over the top, overprotective of both of the kids. Some of the stuff she does is quite hilarious. Judy Justice. Oh, my goodness. Do you know Judge Judy? Again, this is a go-to show for me. It definitely falls under the category of go-to shows. If I don't know what to watch to fall asleep to or to just chill out, I will put on that as well. It is Judge Judy, you know, plain and simple. She has people come into her courtroom. Her attitude is just absolutely wonderful. She now has a new like court reporter young lady in there who's really great. Some of the cases are absolutely ridiculous. Some of them are entertaining, but it's always great. It's always great television. And moving on, the last category we're going to talk about, decompression television wise, newfound shows / nerd out shows. I have been obsessed with lately. Started a couple of years ago when I watched the first season. It's called The Mayfair Witches. And it actually is from a book that I read long, long time ago. Phenomenal show. I watched every single episode more than one time when it came out, I believe in 2023. It's a great show about this family of witches and from New Orleans. They have this gorgeous house and I chomp at the bit every time. This is the first time in long, long time where I had to actually wait for new episodes to come out for a show, which, oh my goodness. I remember what that was like as a kid, like just being like, oh my gosh, I have to wait until next week to find out what happens. And, you know, I love that. Again, great way to decompress. You know what? I know, hey, I haven't seen the new episode of whatever show, specifically right now, Mayfair Witches. I will get out popcorn or whatever I'm snick-snacking on and a drink, whether it's coffee, which you know I love in all forms, and sit down and press play. And the world shuts off around me. That is my decompression time. I am, you are outside of my bubble. Do not talk to me while my show is on. And I've actually had my daughter with me while I was watching the last episode. And, you know, we had to do the thing where she would say something to me and I'm like, pause. What was that? And then go back and like make it go back 10 seconds just so that I could get back in. But again, that's one of my newfound favorites, nerd out show. Also, Teresa Caputo, the Long Island Medium is what her old show used to be called. She has a new show. I watched, I think, maybe one and a half episodes of it. I just love her. There's just something about her that I have always loved. I am, for whatever reason, enamored by her big blonde hair and her accent. And it's a cute show. She definitely does what she does. And it shows a little bit more than what her other show did. It kind of gives a little bit more of a personal background. And again, great decompression television. Another newfound show / nerd out show that I like. Ooh, here's another one. High Potential. It's about this single mom who is savant smart, like savant smart. She's a cleaner and she was cleaning this police station and kind of like helped them figure out through clues that were left up on one of their little murder boards how to solve a crime. And then she ends up becoming a consultant, much like Lucifer is a consultant in that show, a consultant to the police department. Great show. I definitely look for the new episodes of that when that comes out too, as a means for decompression. The last couple of shows I'm going to talk about, I'm so excited. And again, these are, you know, nerd out shows. Anything ancient related. So if it's ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, any history of things that have been found, like sacred sites around the world, which is really, really cool. Again, I'm a nerd when it comes to science. Not all things science, but specifically like landmarks and things like that, because a lot of our lives, you and I, we've been taught, you know, especially if you've ever been around anything church related wise, and no badness towards anybody that is church religious, but you're taught, you know, through that we started 3,000 years ago and we're not. Just to find out that there's these sites all over the world that are like 10, 20,000 years old, and even more like nerdier than that, that a lot of them used sound frequency, or they were built for sound frequency, or they were built to line up with the stars in the sky, that type of thing. Absolutely the coolest thing on the planet. And there's been things talked about, like while I'm watching one of the shows, it's called Bibliotheca. And of course, again, just like with the other shows, I will nerd out if I need to decompress. This is also a kind of falls into the soup brain category. I'll get on my phone and research like the site itself. There are sites in the United States that are tens of thousands of years old. There are sites in South America, China, like all over the world. And it is the coolest thing for me. But again, that's a nerd out thing for me. One of the other shows is The Ancient Top 10. Love that show. I could put that on and fall asleep and just enjoy falling asleep to that type of thing. And the last one, Forbidden History. There's just so many different things that come on that show that, like, if I need to decompress and sort of want to nerd out a little bit, I'll put on that show. It definitely kind of goes in the way of information delivery, but also I can just decompress from that because it's something that I enjoy. As much as I don't enjoy reading history, I enjoy learning about history, which works out for me. One of my classes this semester is Musical Cultures to 1750, and we're learning about some really, really interesting facts of where music came from. So that's been it. The ways to decompress. Television part of the series. There'll be different ones as we go forward, but there's lots of ways to decompress. And today I just wanted to kind of get in your ear and talk to you about television and the decompression values in television. Soup Brain TV is amazing. Always having go-to shows that you watch or prefer. And, you know, there's always a cool new show that you can decompress to. And there's always nerd out shows too, which is super duper, super duper awesome. Thank you so, so very much for listening to me, talking to me about decompressing and my Soup Brain TV. Can't wait to talk to you more about different ways to decompress. Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.